If you need a sign, banner, or business cards for your business, who do you call? Hi, this is Kent Adams.
And Tom MacArthur from Business Talks. Kent and I call Instant Sign Factory for our signs, banners, business cards, and more.
Dave at Instant Sign Factory is our go-to guy for printing, and he always does excellent work for us.
Check them out online. They've got an all-new website, InstantSignFactory.com.
Tell them Kent and Tom from Business Talks sent you. Instant Sign Factory.
Spokane listens when business talks. Welcome to Business Talks, the region's only local business radio talk show with your host, Kent Adams. Now, let's get down to business with Business Talks.
And hello, it is Kent Adams, and I've got a couple of marks here today. I don't know if there are a couple of puns I could make, but I'll try not to. Mark Richard is looking at me like, oh, God, Kent, where are you going? Anyway, please, Mark Richard is the president, CEO, head schoolmaster, whatever else you want to call him. He's had a number of titles over the years, always providing leadership in Spokane, which I think is really important and have appreciated that. But a principal person, if you will, at the Downtown Spokane Partnership in about 60,000 subcategories, right?
Right.
Yeah. Do you feel like sometimes at your desk, Mark, that you're changing hats from left hand to right hand and all of that?
You know, this is a piece of cake compared to my former career at the county. Where,
oh gosh, yes.
You know, I was on 13 to 15 boards and commissions and so forth. So this is really easy. In fact, we're going to talk with Mark today about the fact that I've been able to pass over one of those hats. So now I'm only wearing two hats. So it's really easy.
Oh, Lord. And speaking, do you miss the county commission with all the things going on right now?
Yeah, not really.
Not really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I miss, you know what, one of the things, Kent, is I know you can appreciate this, but I do miss the people. You know, I think Coming into government, somewhat of a skeptic about government and government employees, I'll tell you, I came out with a really profound respect for the men and women that serve our county.
Yeah, that's great. And our second Mark is literally Mark Mansfield. And let's talk about, why are you here? What's new with you? You just started, didn't you?
Yeah, new in the office, serving as the executive director of the University District. And the long story short is I'm from Spokane.
Uh-huh.
I definitely identify with Spokane, and over the years have been interested in the exceptionalism that I see based here in Spokane. And last 10 years, I've been living in Oslo, Norway, and was...
I got to ask, what were you doing there?
Well, a number of things, but as often stories begin, and then I met a girl.
Oh, okay.
So we've been over in Oslo, Norway, starting a family, living there, very active in the architecture and development community in Norway, as well as the academic community. But we were on a long visit back to Spokane, visiting friends and family here. And during that time, became reacquainted with the things we love about Spokane.
Yes.
And learned about some of the very exciting things that are going on now.
And so now you're here for good.
And so now I get to be part of some of those good things.
Yeah. And we were talking before we started the program that you you have roots here in Spokane, not only you, but your dad and your family.
Yeah. I mean, one of the unique things in growing up, one of my first memories was actually in going through the old station that was attached to the clock tower on Havermail Island before the Expo 74 event that was there.
Oh, wow.
And I think that memory also reflects kind of my identification growing up and seeing myself in some of the transformative events.
Yeah.
And so then discovering the University District Project,
yes,
the number of people who've contributed to it, I guess I realized the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity then to be part of the future Spokane's history.
Right.
That is being written right now.
Now, Mark Richard, this is going to be fun. Mark and Mark.
Yeah.
I have to look at you because otherwise you'll both answer. Mark, you mentioned wearing several hats, and one of them you have now given up to the other Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why did we move from what we were doing before, which was directly as part of your responsibility and others in the office there,
right,
and to give attention directly to the University District?
Well, I think your last part of that sentence probably answers it, and that is we're really fortunate. And for the public, if you haven't been down to your university district in downtown Spokane in a while, you need to get down there. It has phenomenal things going on, and the reality is that the workload is such and the opportunity is so amazing that we really needed full-time energy. We also needed somebody with some more specific, probably development level experience that I didn't have in terms of commercial development.
Sure.
As much as like I say, is the workload and just trying to coalesce all the stakeholders and partners to put deals together that are happening in the U District, but with Mark's new leadership and being full-time, it'll really accelerate the pace at which those things will happen, and that's why. So the Downtown Spokane Partnership is continuing to be a partner. We'll continue to – we actually house Mark and his assistant, Al Figueroa, and then we provide back-office support, in-kind support, pretty substantial support, so we help run their books and answer the phone and do some of their marketing pieces and that, because we believe that the U District is critical to the future of downtown.
Right.
But that really it's the need for full-time attention.
Well, and so when you talk about things are rolling fast here, they are. I mean, we've had some very good news in the last 6 months or a year and leading up to just recently. Let's talk about where things are now compared to even 6 months ago. Either Mark.
Sure.
I'll call Mark.
Yeah.
And one of you answer.
Well, let me just lead off by saying, and I think the obvious things are the conversation about a four-year medical school for WSU is no longer a conversation. It's really a reality.
Yeah, it's an actuality.
So with the appropriations coming from our state legislators, signed, knock on wood, tomorrow by Governor Inslee, we have the funding available for them to begin really executing. They're already in the process of interviewing for a dean of the four-year medical school.
Wow.
And they're going through the federal accreditation process. And so that is, that's been going on for a few years, but really I would say in the last 3 to 6 months has been, and in no small way, a result of President Floyd, and his leadership. And,
yes.
And so it's wonderful that we can remember him as well as Chancellor Brown and a whole host of others.
Another key
and
current, really just news breaking issue is also, I think, really great to talk about at the moment of talking about the handoff from the Downtown Spokane Partnership, because as we come into basically the final signatures, which are going to enable, give us the missing piece of funding for the Gateway Bridge, that's something which has been under the development of the Downtown Spokane Partnership and the City of Spokane and a lot of interested parties.
Talk about the Gateway Bridge, because I'm not sure everybody really knows what's up currently. I mean, what the plan is. You know, there have been little pieces here and there talking about it. But
so this is something that's been in the planning works, I'd say, probably legitimate planning process for probably the last 5 to 6 years. It's been talked about for over a decade. And that is, how do you, if you kind of picture a map of downtown Spokane, how do you physically connect the university hub where all the universities are located with the private sector and with developable land so that the private sector can deliver housing, retail, commercial, lab space, research space, and those kinds of things, and the very limited supply in the immediate surrounding area around the U District, but for this particular area that lands between Sprague and I-90,
okay,
between Division and say Hamilton.
Okay.
All right. Well, one of the reasons why that hasn't taken off is because it is barricaded by three rights of way. So you have a BNSF rail line, you have Martin Luther King Drive, and then you have a mass transit right away, all of which separate the person that's trying to do research or the person that wants to live on the campus from that area.
You can't get there from here.
You can't get there, right. And so you have to go a mile and a half around to Division or clear over to Hamilton. And so this just literally and figuratively bridges that gap. It puts then the medical school within about 500 to 700 steps of developable land that we're already seeing some economic interest in.
Right.
All the good things that are happening in downtown Spokane, all the good things and the investments that are made by the university, as well as the core interest in the medical district. As Mark's saying, looking at a map, you can see how this tract of land, the university district, which represents over 700 acres, is largely constituted by private sector interests and parcels. And this is really the linchpin in allowing a whole new wave of development to happen. And also a commitment both in it as a landmark structure, and reflecting the priority of people as a pedestrian bridge in basically being a leading city for the next generation.
You know, I think of, we talk about the east end of Spokane, but if you look at the west end, the west side of Division, that whole area of downtown has been making some rapid improvement as well. I think partly because of what's going on in the U District, or the anticipation of the continued development of U District. Am I right, Mark?
I think you're right. I think the other thing is we're seeing some good investment in infrastructure. So you're seeing significant improvements to the gateway on Division Street that's driving some economic development. We know that 16-17, we're going to be seeing a major overhaul of Lincoln-Monroe Corridor coming down from the South Hill all the way through downtown to over to the bridge. And I think the business community is responding to that. And then on top of that, I'd say, yes, the U District, its own little ecosystem, several other kind of, nucleus points, whether it's the convention center and the new hotel, you know, the mall and its continued success. And the demand for housing is at an all-time high for downtown. And so you're seeing, I think, the whole downtown area, you've got investors that are starting to take down buildings, renovate them, turn beautiful historic buildings into...
I love it when they do that.
Oh, they're amazing.
I mean, we just had lunch at the Tamarack over here, and what a beautiful old building that they've just made better inside. It was a great spot to have lunch. Hey, let's talk when we come back about housing and what that means for downtown, because for a while there, housing was just really hot downtown, and then the economy kind of went down, and I'm guessing, reading between the lines, is it's going to start to pick up again downtown.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes, you're right.
Let's talk about that when we come back. We'll be right back.
Our four-season weather here in the Inland Northwest places extra demands on your roof. What might pass as a good roof in some cities just won't hold up around here. That's why you should hire Barton Roofing for your next roof. Free estimates, written proposals, a member of the Spokane Home Builders Association, and accredited by the Better Business Bureau. BartonRoof.com.
Affordable health coverage is now available in Washington State. Better Health Together is a nonprofit organization offering free one-on-one assistance to help you explore your options, understand discounts and tax credits, and apply for coverage. We have 250 trained professionals throughout Eastern Washington ready to help you apply for coverage. To learn more about this free service and your insurance options, call Better Health Together at 509-321-7500. 509-321-7500.
Well, good day to you. Kent Adams here with Business Talks, and we're talking with a couple of Marks, which really makes my job quite easy because all I have to do is call on Mark, and then they have to fight among themselves. We have the new Mark is Mark Mansfield, and I actually worked with his dad at Washington Water Power a number of years ago. We won't talk about how long. One of the greatest guys at Water Power, just good person in Spokane. So good to have you here this morning, and good to have you back in Spokane.
Thank you
too.
Very much, Ken.
And the other Mark is Mark Richard with the Spokane Downtown Spokane Partnership. We'll get it. You know, he's just king of downtown.
Right.
Okay. I mean, that's, you know, let's just call it what it is, right? Let's talk about a little bit about the whole housing issue, because as we look at, you know, there's the demand for office space, for university space, and everything else with the U District, but you keep mentioning the need for housing, and let's talk about where is that going.
Well, one thing that Mark Richards can speak to, because he's been working on it for a long time, is a housing study. And I know that housing study is going to be especially important for the university district. One of the things we're putting on the calendar for this year, most likely in the end of October, is going to be a developer summit and trying to communicate some of the opportunities that are in the university district. A key piece of that is going to be the findings of this housing study, which is trying to shine light on exactly what is the
what's going to be needed.
What are the current requirements?
Okay.
How that's already being served. And that's not to say this is all prospective, because even this week there are groundbreakings going on in relationship to housing being built projects underway.
Okay.
Specifically in relationship to the needs and the opportunities in the university district.
So what are the needs? I mean, as you look in the next 5 to 10 years, and my guess is that's kind of the long range plan right now. As you look ahead, what are the needs? Are we talking about student housing? Are we talking about permanent housing? You know, for folks who live, you know, year round. I mean, what are we? Give me the mix a little bit, will you?
I would say yes.
Yeah.
I
mean, yes. Yes. Yeah. Oh. Yes. And yes.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
Yeah,
and Mark.
Have a good day. Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
It is. So maybe let me take a step back and say,
okay.
You know, so we know the demand is there. The report is to help us to quantify that and help tell the story about where the demand is. What kind of demographic is it? Housing for students? Is it you know, apartments? Is it
right.
permanent housing?
Right.
Condos? But why? Why are we interested in this? We know the important ingredient for the success of the university district is housing. It is so that when you create a live, work, play, learn environment where
okay.
you have a thriving campus, you have people moving and coming and going and commercing and sharing knowledge and you know, feeding off of each other's energies, that's what you have in a real, genuine university district. That's
sure.
what we visioned many years ago
okay.
when this was started. And I would say that's equally as important and true for a downtown. Is that a thriving, bustling downtown has to have a solid component of housing for the same reasons. You have
versus spending a half hour, 45 minutes
yeah.
commuting
yes.
every day.
Or you have, you know, we're not in this situation. We're very fortunate today because we do have a number of folks living downtown. But if you were go back 10 years and you remember what it might have been like if you were to go to a show or you go to dinner and then you get out of that show and it's like, there's not much happening on our streets and sidewalks,
yes.
Right? And so today, with the new, you know, retailers, with hoteliers, with restaurateurs, and housing, now you have folks coming and going on that sidewalk. You have engagement. You have culture. You have art that's blossoming. So housing is the key to just like it is in the suburbia, you know, rooftops drive commerce.
Okay.
And so that's why it's important to the Downtown Spokane Partnership and equally for the U District.
Let's talk just for a second about the Downtown Spokane Partnership and Downtown Spokane, because so much has happened in the last, you talk about what it was like 10 years ago, a decade ago, and today, and there are so many choices compared to 10 and 15 years ago, and I think a lot of it started because of River Park Square. And the, what did you say, a couple billion dollars worth of investment?
$4 billion over the last
that's
20
all.
Years.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay. About what's being wasted by our federal government per hour,
right.
But that's okay. But no, I mean, you think about the difference a day makes, in this case, a difference a decade or so makes, and what we might be today if it wasn't for that, and the Davenport Hotel, and the Grand Hotel, and the Ruby and all the others and the restaurants that you now have choices. It's not just McDonald's on 3rd Avenue, okay? There are other choices and people meet and you think about the wine bars and everything else. Wow.
Yeah.
You must be excited about going to work every day.
Oh, I love it. You know, I really genuinely love it. It keeps me engaged and it's so meaningful. But it's also stressful. I mean, there are a lot of wonderful people out there that are running a small business, and they're invested in their downtown. And so our job is to make sure that they're successful. And so that carries an amount of stress to make sure we're doing what we can to set the table for them. But you're absolutely right, Kent. I mean, we have over 130 different eateries that, whether it's combined, if it's a coffee shop, it's got to have some sort of food. I think 90 of those are 85 or so are actual restaurants in the downtown area. I mean, that's just phenomenal.
And it's your job to go to at least one of those a day, right?
I have to, yeah, yeah.
It's called research.
Right, right. And then, so you talk about the experience. You've got distilleries, you've got wine tasting, you've got a wonderful array of different types of bars. So there's something for everybody in downtown Spokane.
And the increase in the space at the convention center has really made a difference too, hasn't it, in terms of, I mean, that's what I hear from Visit Spokane and others,
yeah.
that the ability to bring in outside dollars, and that's what it really does.
Major shows,
yeah.
filling hotels.
Right.
Those hotels are then filling our streets. They're filling our restaurants. They're filling our shops. They're driving our, you know, our children's jobs who are working at Macy's.
Yeah, there's a network effect of all
yeah,
these. These
yeah,
aren't individually
yeah.
good things that are happening here. These are things that are basically making the fabric of downtown.
And maybe we keep young people here from going away for 10 years and then coming back to Spokane. Am I thinking of anyone in particular?
Mark? Yeah. That's the goal, right? How do you cause people to think about coming back, and how do you keep our young talent here that is here already?
Yeah, exactly. Well, as a parent of four, three of them here in Spokane, and a grandparent of eight with six of them here in Spokane, it's important.
It is important.
It really is important, because I remember my son, who is here in Spokane, when he was back in junior high and high school, it was, well, let's see, where do I need to go, Seattle or Portland? You know, and there was this, that mentality, and today he's a civilian firefighter out at Fairchild, but he's here with his family and everything else, thank goodness. Let's just spend a minute or two. What's going on the rest of this summer in downtown Spokane?
Well, I didn't bring my events list, so I would encourage...
Well, don't you have it all committed to memory? Memorized.
I would encourage people to go to downtownspokane.net and go to our calendar to get a full list. So there's always something exciting going on downtown. I know we have a car show coming up here in the next week or two.
Okay.
We just had another amazing car show. We just finished with a terrain art event. Like I say, I know we have a major convention coming up this weekend after next at the convention center.
Okay.
I couldn't tell you all of the. Here's a couple of exciting things. Oh, actually, the one biggest one I want to push today. Late September through November, early November, is going to be the first annual Spokane Chinese Lantern Festival in Riverfront Park. It is going to be absolutely amazing. So we have partnered with the parks, with Visit Spokane and Downtown Spokane Partnership, and we are bringing in a show like no other, where we are going to have, I think it's 30 or 40 different displays of, if you figure these kind of, they're kind of a iron shelled figurine.
Okay.
For instance, we've got a meadow of pandas, we've got butterflies, we've got a cherry tree, we've got authentic Chinese architecture all wrapped in these in kind of vinyl with lit from inside, and so you can walk through the park and just get this majestic kind of experience of Chinese culture. There's going to be Chinese cuisine going all month, and it's going to be super affordable. I don't have the exact prices in front of me, Kent, but it's roughly about $17-$18 for an adult, and I want to say about half of that for a kid.
Right.
We're going to have specials for students coming down during the week for seniors.
And this is a week long?
It's a month long.
A month long.
In Riverfront Park.
Ooh, okay.
We have, I think it's 14 shipping containers of displays that are now housed at one of our partners, IEDS Shipping Company, out in the valley, and they'll be moving that stuff in starting in August. And it's going to be a show like no other, and it'll be the first annual. I think it's going to give Bloomsday a run for its money. It's going to be spectacular.
Excellent. Well, then there are things that the traditional things like pig out in the park and other activities that are going on. And it seems like the INB continues to bring in talent and so forth.
And the Bing. If you haven't been to the Bing speaking of our fortune of having investors like Jerry Dicker and his Ruby, right? The Bing, he continues to put his money into the Bing and has done an amazing job of remodeling that. It's really a class act venue for amazing shows, everything from comedy to music.
And he continues to expand his investment and impact both there as well as
on
downtown.
On Ruby and Division
and
all what's going on up there, which is still really considered downtown.
And part of the U District.
Right.
It's an overlap there.
And he's just now has made the announcement he's going to be locating his own offices downtown next to his Ruby development.
Yes.
So he just purchased the Brass Rail, which used to have Dempsey's, and he's going to do some sort of entertainment venue there, and then he's going to have his own office.
I think he's contracted with me to tell jokes.
You might be right.
Oh, the looks I'm getting, guys.
We get you up on stage.
Yeah, we only have a couple of minutes left. Mark Mansfield.
Yeah.
Talk about what you hope to achieve in the next year or two with the University District. Now, you're literally have only been on the job for a couple of days. But talk about, in a general sense, what you really hope to see happen.
Yeah, and actually, we don't have an events calendar the way the Downtown Spokane Partnership does. I definitely can do the same thing and point to the website where we continue to post and update information. But there are a lot of things currently happening in the University District. And whereas each of the universities and the many stakeholders who make up the board for the University District have things going on, it's easy to highlight what's happening with the expansion of the health sciences and the mm-hmm. capital projects that are happening at the university, as well as the programs that go with that and what that means for Spokane and the expanding university base. The activities are numerous that are addressing the innovation potential, and the university district also as an innovation zone, which has been part of a designation that we're maintaining at a state level to allow us to both to connect with other initiatives within the state, to be a leading practice within the nation, and also as a basis to have some development incentives for Spokane also. And then also, right now, as part of the Developer Summit I mentioned, mm-hmm. we're trying to make clear what the economic incentives are for development
and
clarify what the opportunities are. As we were talking about the housing study, what is clear is that there's a lot of interest. And now what the housing study provides is the type of information that will let the people who are looking and have investment projects ready for it to be able to make decisions.
Good, good. Mark, Richard, as we look at the more general sense, because you follow this being in the county commissioner and so forth, some of what happened this year at the Washington legislative session with the North-South freeway, and that all, I think, helps us. I just see a bright future for this area.
I
with,
do too.
With not only just strictly downtown, but jobs for in Hilliard and the being able to move with the transportation facilities, moving cargo, moving people. I think we're on the cusp of a really exciting next 20 years, don't you think?
I do, and I think infrastructure is so important
yes.
to that, as you mentioned, and I think you know, Mark talked about incentives. Those are important, but infrastructure is super important. So you've got the Geiger Interchange, which is going to feed
yes.
the industrial campus out west.
Yes, yes.
You've got the North-South Corridor. You've got widening of I-90. And then you've got a new interchange out on Henry Road in Liberty Lake that will open up a whole new platform of development opportunities out in Liberty Lake. So really, the list of projects that are going to help Spokane is really going to jumpstart us for the next 20
the
years.
The Gateway Bridge is one of many
yeah.
physical
yes.
projects
yes.
which are being realized right now.
Right. Yeah, it's exciting, and it's personally so good to see the positives come out after we've struggled for the last 5 or 6 years. I mean,
yeah.
the whole nation has in terms of the economy, but, you know, we tend to get hit sometimes. And it just looks so positive in the future.
I think it's a very opportune time. It's, I mean,
yeah.
obviously I'm staking my life on it, and I'm very
yes.
happy and feel very fortunate to be invited to have this opportunity to come back to Spokane. And serve the interests of the district.
And you're going to come back in a couple of months when you've got some more plans and some more exciting things to talk about, won't you?
I would be privileged to.
Maybe bring some folks from the medical schools and so forth.
I look forward to that visit.
Yeah, that would be fun. Mark, thank you very much for being on today and continue the great work. I just think it's so positive. And, you know, if we have a strong, vibrant downtown, then we have a strong, vibrant community. And that really helps set the tone. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you. Thank you
very much.
Business Talks is produced in Spokane, Washington by SpokaneTalksOnline.com, which is solely responsible for its content. Ask a question, recommend a guest, and hear this program again online anytime at SpokaneTalksOnline.com. Business Talks wishes you good business and a good day.
Here's a simple way to stay connected on the go. Join KHQ on Facebook and Twitter and be a part of the conversation. Just like KHQ Local News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter before your next stop. Experience why more people follow KHQ Local News than any other station in the Inland Northwest. Be the first to know about breaking news, weather, and all the stories creating a social media swirl. Sign up, sound off, stay connected. KHQ Local News, right now.